Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is G Holla for your host for this evening. That's G Holla. That is G E H O L L A. Holla. G Holla. Not Gula, not Guala, not G Ola, but G Holla. You can find this radio interview on gholla.com as well as going to YouTube, type in G Holla space com. Well, let me do the dot in there. Or FMG Media. FMG stands for Family Mobile Group Media. Excuse me, y'all. We're all ahead of our own destiny. For this evening, we should be having our guest, our VIP, Mr. Papa Roo. Has a song with Rick Ross. You guys definitely check it out. Really dope. And let's get this interview started momentarily when he calls in. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just still waiting on Mr. Papa Roo to call in, so we're going to play another one of his classic hits. This time, the first one was with Rick Ross. Second one is with the legendary Scarface, Mr. Face. Been in the game for over 20 years doing this thing. Definitely some strong legends on this catalog. And the name of this song is Scarface featuring Papa Roo, High Power. Be just a moment, a little technical difficulties here. Yep, there we go.
I'm representing for my zone lock, doing time for that he say, she say, laying down on the freeway, please they easy. Cause all his mouth coming home too long for day. He faces 25 years dead time, but he ain't never seen a day in that thing. He busts his dead time. Let's keep it real, I got the doctor. Too skinny, trying to hide behind your music. You hit the highway, got money to fly away and told it.
Scarface featuring Rue, High Power. Still just waiting on Mr. Pop Rue to call in. Until then, we're going to find more of his catalog, see what we can play for you all. The next one is going to be Diamonds and Pearls featuring Lil Kiki. Mr. Papa Rue featuring Kiki, Diamonds and Pearls.
With Booking.com's range of properties.
Yeah, it's just one moment as we get rid of these commercials.
You can bring it all the way to Jordan and Chelsea's wedding.
All right, here we go. Lil Kiki, Pearls.
Southside most wanted, baby. You know, y'all looking all beautiful, playing with a look from your face, you look this stressed out. Need a player that's internationally known, nationally recognized, locally accepted.
I'll never, never leave you, girl. Light up my life like I'm a bird. I'll never, never leave you, girl. Still a troubling on me heart, could I never grow old? I'll never, never leave you, girl. Oh, you light up like diamonds and pearls. I'll never, never leave you, girl. Troubling on me heart, could I never grow old? Turn on the lights like candles, something comfortable. Y'all the one who make you different. And in the little thing after that, let's proceed with the good boy loving the cabin starting. True, cabin starting, and the better cabin starting, drive the pen, the bus, or even the Lexus, whatever you need, girl. We not make no fuss. Oh, my, you know me, love me, girl, bad. And easy, you know me, give me, girl, bad. And won't, you know me, want me, girl, bad. Oh, my, they love me like, I'm nothing, look bad, girl. Love, you know me, love me, girl, bad. And need, you know me, give me, girl, bad. And won't, you know me, want me, girl, bad.
YouTube is Papa Roo. It's P-A-P-A-R-E-U. Put the Papa, then space it with the Roo. Check him out on his YouTube as well. Yeah. There's another song, Papa Roo, featuring Scarface. This hustler. Should be a street.
Pablo Escobar.
It's published on November the 4th, 2013. The legendary Scarface. One of my favorite artists.
Like that. Thanks, my room. Five, two. I do the motherfucking round. We do the I'm not going to get it.
my nigga, I let him hang. They dragging the ground now. The place that I'd rather die. Not getting nothing, fuck it.
Another banger from Papa Roo featuring the legendary Scarface. Face, definitely dope, man. Street anthem. Let's see what else we can play on this playlist. Hopefully he calls in. If not, we'll just play a few songs from the brother. And once again, that's Papa Roo. That's P-A-P-A-R-E-U. You can check him out. Just put it in Google. It'll pop up. Here's looking like a good one right here. This is Papa Roo, Burn It Up, featuring Kurt Cobain, Paul Wall, and Miss Mike. Waiting on the commercial to go away, and we're going to play another song for Mr. Papa Roo. Supposed to be our VIP guest for this evening. If not, then that's fine. We're just going to play a few singles from his albums over the years. Started out with Cash Money with Juvenile, Baby, Lil Wayne, Manny Fresh, Curtis from Houston.
Yeah. There we go.
No doubt. Let's connect a little technical errors again. But Mr. Papa Roo, let's go ahead and get into his bio. I'm not sure if he's going to call in or not. That's fine. But make sure we still promote the brother out there. Once again, this is Gihala, Gihala.com, FMG Media, TV, radio show, as well as blog and podcasting. Mr. Papa Roo has been involved with over 15 million sales. He's just one of those guys that's just been in the background with a lot of things happening. Finally, he's really focused on his craft, hip-hop music. Now he's moving himself to the forefront. Also, he started out with Cash Money back in the days of 4,000 Degrees with Duvall. He also had guest appearances with Lil Wayne as well. The Block is Hot with Lil Wayne on his first album, Guerrilla Warfare. He even got stuff far back as 8 Ball and MJG and Under the Loonies. Really major, major, major people. His list just goes on and on and on. He's just one of those international guys. He's from Trinidad and Tobago. He resides in the South. He's one of the first to come up to the South from the Caribbean influence to integrate hip-hop. And that's pretty big. You know, you also have other likes of Busta Rhymes and people of that nature. Both parents have passed since then. Our condolences. He came to the U.S. when he was about 14 to 15 years old. So the majority of his life has really been in the States. But he still has a Caribbean background and swag that's always, you know, been in hip-hop. That's the one thing. He really didn't do reggae as such. But because a lot of people asked him, do you do reggae? He had to explain that he's an island boy and that interprets hip-hop in a different way, and it protrudes in his music, as we can hear. We played a few songs. Especially the one with he and Rick Ross called Put It in the Air. There's also a remix of that song with Rick Ross. Now, when they ask him what type of genre of music he does, he usually says he's honest and he just does real music without the tag. Then let them do the tag, so to speak. Let them determine, you know, what genre to put him in. This guy is really amazing. Papa Roo, which is himself, he came along with his he toured with some of the best R&B groups from Houston, which was H-Town, when they were with, wow, that's crazy, you know. There's some legendary groups this guy has been around doing his thing. Now, on the Beginning After Dark album, he has 4 joints on there. He was in Europe with them, so that's when he learned his melody and harmony. And to keep them in pocket, he used to write them down on how to do bridges, how to let the song breathe. So really, he knew how to create songs from them. Then he got with Cash Money, which was off the corner labels. When he say off the corner, he's saying that he's talking about the Project English type labels, where he got the rap and swag. And basically all that came together to create Papa Roo, who he is, who's known as today. You got to be an island boy, he says. Then you got to go through the schooling of number one R&B group, and then the number one rap camp to become Papa Roo. So that's legendary right there. You done been through not only hip hop but R&B during what I would call the 90s, which is the golden era. And he's just trying to let the world see basically who he is and how he was mixed up and came to be, so to speak. Guys, super, super, super talented. One moment while we take a brief break. Thank you all for being patient. I really appreciate it. Back to Mr. Papa Roo. Phenomenal guy, really great at doing music, as you can hear. You're going to hear a bit better when I fine-tune and edit everything together so you can really hear some of his music. We can't put too much because, you know, YouTube does have copyright violations, so got to definitely be for that. Now, just knowing a little bit more about Mr. Papa Roo. Yeah, so he's been involved with so many record sales. That's phenomenal. 15 million record sales. You have to really think from a certain perspective of an individual who is on that caliber and able to come on legendary people, even in the beginning of their careers, like Lil Wayne and Juvenile and Rick Ross and Scarface. You're talking about legends in hip-hop. Anybody that understands anything about hip-hop in the last 20 years or so, those are iconic names, along with your 50 Cent and your Outkast and different people such as that. And your Wu-Tangs, I can't forget about them. Your Method Mans, your Ghostface Killers, as well as your other Southern artists such as Trick Daddy, Trina. All of these people are iconic in music. And never again will you ever see this level of entertainment as well as artistry. Now, with that being said, he's very comfortable with his sound, Trinidad and Tobago. Now, being involved with so many record sales, people have accepted his sound, and it's almost a no-brainer for him. It's just to let people know his story, how to hear his music, and rock for the people. That's about it. That's all he pretty much stands for. Now, when it comes to dropping a mixtape, he says that what's crazy about the mixtape is that a lot of guys said, basically, Roo, we know who got next, Symbolic, i.e. him, because they see his body of work and they see his grind. You know, he's been in the forefront of a lot of different things that he's doing, as well as nationally and internationally. He dropped independently before, and that was really going to be the face of Papa Roo. That's what he really believes in. Guy is really phenomenal, man. He also had a single called Self Esteem. And Self Esteem, the joint, was really basically about the way he wrote the record. And it's about how you feel about yourself as an individual. You can work at McDonald's or a car wash, he says. Or you can work wherever. Just keep the good spirits up. And people be like, man, that's a good person. You know, so definitely. Definitely a great guy. Overall, great artist. I'm glad that we had the pleasure of being involved even in just sharing of who he is to the world, that the world is already probably really knows, but we're just getting our point across. Yeah. They should be calling in momentarily. International star, Mr. Papa Roo. Guy has over 15 million sales. That's huge, people. Artists are not selling like that anymore. We're talking about the golden era of hip-hop. Whether it be from, you know, your late 80s all the way through the 90s to, I'm going to say, about early 2000, when record sales were really pumping and going up. Been around such iconic, man, you gotta understand this, iconic legendaries like Scarface, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Juvenile. You just don't see that level of artistry anymore. But I believe it's coming back, because what was in the beginning also will be in the end. So it's definitely cool. You know, he's born in Trinidad Tobago, and Houston, Texas-based entertainer Papa Roo is a musical tour de force. He has been innovative, and he is true to his art. His style is distinctive and trend-setting, and this is per the Source magazine. So, you know, you got the Source magazine co-signing what I'm going to call a legend in the game, and I see our brother is on the line, so we listen to a little bit of his music. Now let's hear a little bit from he himself. Welcome to the show. Mr. Papa Roo, how you doing this evening, sir?
Thanks for having me on the show today. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We know you're busy out there, so I'm not going to hold you too long until I get a little more information about the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Papa Roo.
Well, you know, I always got time for people who got time for me, you know what I mean? So it's not a big deal. You know, I always do it the way it's supposed to go, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I agree, man. I see why. you are so successful and so why you're such an iconic expression in the game. And with that type of mentality, it's just you don't find that's a rare find. That's a jewel in the field. And I appreciate that.
Oh man, well, you know, I sit in the back and I learn from the best, man. You know, I see the mistakes. I've seen the progress, you know what I mean? So I basically took from every angle and all the platinum artists I've been dealing with over the years, and I created a diamond, you know what I mean? So right now, every move I make is chess moves.
There it is. That's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
All our younger generation, you definitely got to learn from the OGs and the triple OGs. Don't just be out there running around bumping your head.
Nah. You gotta go out there. And, as a matter of fact, for the younger generation, they need to find an OG to give them game. Because reason being, I wish I had one when I was coming up, but I had to sift myself through and make my way through. So, you know, whenever I could give some of the youngsters some game, you know, it's always my privilege.
That's right. We appreciate that. It's nothing like I know you would agree. Reaching back and. Hopefully, even if you just give them the word, so therefore, even if they go down the wrong path, they'll always be able to travel back to those words that you make the conscious. So,
exactly.
I salute you, brother. We definitely need that in this time and era with our people.
Most death.
So, to get into a little bit more history about Papa Roo.
By Papa Roo. Okay, well, first, basically, Papa Roo, which is myself, you know, born in the island of Trinidad and Tobago. I'm originally from Tobago, though. You normally don't hear artists from Tobago. You hear them from Trinidad. But I'm from the little one, the small island, Tobago, all right? I came to the U.S. when I was about 13, 14 years old. And I'm on 40 million sales. I'm part of 40 million sales and still counting as of far.
Ooh.
Yes. I have 11 plaques on my wall, and it's rarely you see an unsigned artist with that many plaques. I own 100% of 8 records in the stores. All my masters I own 100% of. So, you know, I sat back and I learned the game. You know, I might not be in the forefront like the ones that's in the forefront now, but believe you me, the business-wise, you know, I pretty much try to set myself up for the payday. You know what I mean? The real payday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's how
But back then I didn't really know how important it was going to be and how vital these masters was going to be until this internet game came in. You know what I mean? Because I have almost 200 to 300 songs online. You know?
Wow.
So and that's including features and stuff like that. Okay, I'll give you my track listing. I did a song with The Loonies, remember that I got 5 on it album?
Believe it or not, I interviewed Yuck Mouth about 7 months ago. Yes.
Okay, well, I was on their first album when it was with New Tribe, Virgin. I was on the theme song of the album. Yes, it's called Operation Stackholder. You could go back and look at it. I'm also on the 8 Ball MJG on the Outside Looking In CD with Suave House. Man, I was hella young doing that. We lick our shot, lick him up shot. Yeah, back then. I was with the group H-Town when it was with Luke. You remember H-Town's group from Houston?
That's right. Somebody knocking rock
okay.
in the boots.
Okay, knocking the boots. Yeah, I toured with them for 5 years. I have like 3 records with them when it was with Luke over there. So that's how I went to Cash Money, which I was there for about 6-7 years. You know what I mean? So basically I was in college for all these years, mastering the craft of the uniqueness that I have right now, which is with the R&B, H-Town, they helped me out, you know, with the notes and the blah. Then, of course, Cash Money with the Off the Corner, Off the Porch lingos and the swag and the Southern woo-woo. And I already was an island boy. So imagine I put all this together and created Papa Roo.
That's right. That sounds like some that's some fire flavor right there.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy. And yeah. And here I am now. You know, this is finally I'm putting the new stuff to the forefront now. You know what I mean? I'm finally stepping out and letting people know. Okay, yes, it's me. I was the one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. So so of course the new CD is coming out. It's called Born to Win 365. The reason why I call it Born to Win 365 is because it's self-explanatory. I just told you where I came from, and that's where I'm about to go. You know what I mean?
That's right. I'm with you.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Man,
we're gonna
I ain't gonna lie. I love that new single with you and Rick Ross. Put it in the air. That
is dope. Put it in the air. Yeah. Oh, okay,
yes.
Okay. But yeah, put it. Well, you know, it's been out here in the South for a little bit, but now I'm just basically getting it all over the world now. So, you know, I want to say big ups to y'all also for having me on the show and introducing it in the market.
It is our pleasure. We love the support. Real artistry,
okay,
real lyrics. I'm checking out your lyrics. I'm a lyricist myself. I love to hear. The beat is great, but the lyrics is this. That's what motivates me.
Oh, man. You know what? That's coming from. That's really coming from nothing. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Being passed up, being looked over, and here I am. You know what I mean? That's basically what it is. It's like, at the end of the day, don't let nobody stop your dreams. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. Because guess what? We all born to win. As long as you put that in your head, you have no, you can't do anything else but win. Point blank. The only thing we don't have full control over is time. We don't have control over time. I don't know when the biggest record in my career is going to be. But at the same time, I know it's coming, and I know it's there. And it's all about me staying humble and keep working. You know what I mean? And just shoot for the stars, man. It's going to do what it do. Bottom line.
That's right. That's right. Now, how was it working with Rick Ross in the studio?
Well, Rick Ross, be honest with you, man, Rick Ross was a fan of mine, believe it or not.
I believe.
He listened to all the records that I did with, like, with Scarface, with the Cash Money. And so he was really a fan of my sound. So it was a no-brainer getting him on to put it in the air record. You know what I mean?
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Of course, you know, I got, I'm on every record Scarface dropped, like the past three albums, and all of them I had the past three singles with him. So that alone by itself will let you know what it is.
Yeah, I love Scarface. He's probably one of my favorite artists, too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's dope, guy.
And you know, to be co-signed by some of the best in the game, man, you know, it's just self-explanatory, man. It's, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So when you was working with Scarface, how was that being in the studio with him your very first time?
Oh, well, me and Scarface in the studio all the time. So that's like, you know, me and him like brothers, man. It's like when he's ready for those, you know, we bounce off of each other when it comes to. I'm a melodic king. When I say melodic king, that's what I'm strongest of. My melodies is crazy. You know what I mean? I pull it out of any song. You know what I mean? So what is it? And with the island thing, like I said, me and him been knowing. We're in Houston together. I have my studio in Houston. He have his studio in Houston. So of course we gonna spend more time in the lab together more than the other artists like the Ross and the. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did that I know you talked a little bit about it. I just want to go a little deeper. How did the meeting of Cash Money and Baby and Manny Fresh, how did that come about? What were you doing at that time in your life when you actually met them to get into?
Man, to be honest with you, man, you know, I left Houston and moved to New Orleans. You know, I'm just a believer, man. I work hard on faith. You know, I travel with faith. I left everything and just went down there. Nowhere to stay, no nothing. You hear me?
Wow.
No to stay, no nothing. You know, and I went to the mall in New Orleans, just met me some friends, you know? And then, hey, Jaman looked out, and I just kept it going. I ain't going to go too deep about it. Met me some friends, you know, Baby and Manny Fresh. Be like, Rue, where you been? Because every day I call them to see what studio we at. And I just pop up at the studio. You know what I mean? I made their job so much easier to really mess with me. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
I was never a burden. So at the end of the day, you know, we all family, and I was on every record they had over there, from the Lil Wayne Block Is Hot album, the first one, from the Guerrilla Warfare, the Hot Boys, the Big Timers, We Love Stunting, the first single off of Universal. I was on it with them. You know, the list goes on, man. The list goes on and on.
Oh, man, that's dope. You remind me of, I think I was looking at Bone Thugs and Harmony. They talked about the same thing, how they were looking for Eazy-E, and, you know, they being in, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, they just left. They left from there, and they went to California looking for him, like, where he at?
Yeah, man. I just, you know, it's just, you know, that's coming back to what I was saying. It's all on faith. It's all on faith, man. You got that faith, you know. Faith move mountains. You believe it's going to happen. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, you believe it's going to happen. Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
Any artists from back in the day really influenced you to get into music? Was there anybody that you really looked up as a
Oh, man, let me tell you my mentors, man. I got like four mentors, and it might sound crazy. One of my biggest mentors, I love Sade. Sade's one of my mentors. Slick Rick is one of my mentors. Like when it comes to the rap and stuff, that's one that I used to, his storyline, the way he just, you know what I mean? And I guess I was on Slick Rick because I know he was also a foreign dude. Make sense?
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
So you know, I was in the islands listening to him because he was, you know, we were run by the British. So, you know, we get the English stuff faster than, you know what I mean, back then.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So Slick Rick, I was with Slick Rick. Of course, Gregory Isaac is a big influence in my life. Most of the melodic tones and my tone and stuff like that, you could listen to Gregory Isaac. He's a, like, I do something in my songs called Lord. That's like a trademark. And that was, I got there from Gregory Isaac. Big ups to Gregory, rest in peace.
R.I.P., brother.
Yeah.
So when you're making music, when you close your eyes and you're in the studio, you about to, you know, put your verse down, when you close your eyes, do you still see home? Do you still visualize, like, what it was like being there?
Not really, because, you know, I finished high school and everything here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I spent most of my life here, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, the majority of my life was here, you know. I was a field goal kicker in my high school. I couldn't play no football. I didn't know what the hell that was. But guess what? I'll kick the shit out of that ball, right?
That's right.
You know, and the crazy part is I was in an all-black school. And, you know, when we used to go to the games, I always remember this. We go to the games. They known us for, you know, they known us for never having a good kicker as an all-black school, right? Until I went to the school, I was the captain of the soccer team and also the field goal kicker there, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And believe it or not, my high school football team is the reason why I'm doing this today. I'm being honest with you.
Oh.
Yes.
How did that go down?
Man, because we used to be in the bus going to games, and I was the hype man in the bus to get us ready for the game. You know what I mean? You know, I was the hype man. What I always wanted to do is look for all the cats in the yearbooks and throw a big party and invite them and their wife and family and stuff like that. That's my dream. That's one of the biggest dreams I have right now, to be in position to get all my old high school football friends and their family on a trip, and I do a concert just for them.
Wow. That'd be dope.
But it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. It's going to happen.
What's the site? I think there's a site called classmates.com where you can go on there and virtually search. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's cool. I love to see people like yourself that have been in the game, done big things in the game, and still can reach back and say, hey, come on, let me show you something. Let me show you my gratitude. Let me show you, you know, I'm humble. Like, this game hasn't changed me. Like, I'm still who I am. Still keep my integrity. I still got my soul. You know, I still got my morals and my values and everything I came in the game with. I didn't change any of that. Just my zip code.
And be honest with you, that's now when you talk about platinum artists, I give artists that maintain what you just said, I give them the plaque. You hear me?
No, I do.
I give them the plaque because, you know what, it's not easy to keep that kind of sanity and that kind of humbleness. So when you do, you deserve an Oscar, Grammy, Oscar, whatever. They deserve that.
I agree. Mm-hmm. You're right. There's so many people pulling and tugging and telling you leave that part of your life alone. Now you got this money. Now you got this fame. You don't have to, you know, hang out with these guys. You can hang out with these guys.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, being on a label, how controlling is that for you? Would you prefer to be independent, or would you prefer a label?
Well, to be honest with you, I've always been an independent contractor since I've been doing music. I never signed with anyone.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's crazy, right, how I pull that off. Don't even ask me, because I don't even know how I did it either. No, but what I'm telling you is, that's just to show you that destiny is destiny. You know what I mean? Destiny is destiny.
That's right.
It was never meant for me to, whatever is going to turn out with me in my career is already written. I'm just walking the path of it, you know?
You're right. And you know how iconic that is, that you own your masters and your work? We're talking about people like James Brown.
Yes.
It's only a few. Like Master P, he owns so much more. Like, that's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
People are selling whatever they can to get to the game. You were smart enough to know. Even then,
let me tell you something. They pull samples from. They need my records for soundtracks. They need samples. They call my office. You know.
Hmm.
But like I said, it's only because the internet is so huge right now that, you know, everything that I have is out to the masses. So now, you know, now it's time to benefit from setting up all that stuff in the past. But like I said, I didn't know what I was doing back then that would have transcended to do this kind of stuff now, especially with the internet, you know, with the streaming and all that. I didn't know that. I just basically just followed my heart, followed my mind, and just keep pressing like I'm doing now. I'm still doing the same thing. I'm following my heart, following my mind, keeping the faith, and keep it pushing, making these hot records and keeping it going.
Yeah, that's dope. That is an inspirational story. They need to be looking to try to make a biopic about you. You know, they're doing like the Pox, and they're doing the Biggies, and they're doing the Snoop.
You could be
in the line of that. That's a real inspirational story. That don't need to be something that should be on TV. That should be something that we
That's
should
That's what I was saying. Like, I need to get on that Vlad TV. I need to go with Sway. I need to, you know, they need to. That's the kind of stuff they need right now. You know, people who could let them know what the real business is. Because to be honest with you, I was one of the first cats to introduce the international island sound to hip-hop in the South.
Mm.
The only
That's
two
right.
people was doing island stuff in rap music, I could name them right now for you, was KRS-One and Spice-One. That's the only two used to try to throw some lingos in there. But Rue was the first one to take it there. If you go back in the crates, you won't see what I'm talking about. So even with the Sean Kingston, the Akon, all that, at the end of the day, on the top of all of our heads, you got to put who started it, who done it first. Then they're going to know what time it is.
That's right. Oh, Busta Rhymes. It was somebody else I was
doing. Busta used to throw it in there. Yeah, Busta too. Yeah, Busta. Yeah, I take my hats off to Busta. Wyclef used to throw it in here now and then, but he really, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why I said in the South. Because you're going to have an island boy. Is it hold on?
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, I say it's rare that you see an island boy come to the South and do music. Think about it.
That's right. No, you're right. I'm thinking of the Outkast.
I'm the only one that came from the South. Yes. Well, I'm the only one that came from the island straight to. I know nothing about the East Coast or the West Coast. Till now, till I've been traveling. You know what I mean?
That's right. I agree.
My roots were straight out of to be from a city. Come in Houston, slowed up, dripped out, and all that, to listen to what they do, go to New Orleans and keep all this Louisiana, Texas stuff with the island stuff. That's what brought the difference.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right. You are telling the truth. Yeah. Did you get a chance to work with Pimp C or Bun B or UGK at any time?
Bun B is on my new album right now. Pimp C, I knew him. But I didn't get a chance to work with him, but we always hollered, you know what I mean? Since from Rap-A-Lot, you know, we always used to see each other in a lot of events. But Bun B actually came to the studio Vibe with me. We knocked out a song called Big Shatter. We sent it to you also. With me, Bun B, Elephant Man.
Okay.
That's a, yeah, that's the kind of jail I do. Me, Bun B, and Elephant Man got a song called Big Shotters.
Big Shotters. Okay, we're going to check that out. Make sure I put that up there, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, then I got, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to hold you up too long. Any final messages or ideas or philosophies you want to let all your fans and future fans know about you?
Well, like I said, well, what I want to do, like what I want to put out there is that, you know, I'm a voice for us. When I say voice for us, it's voice for all people. You know what I mean? You know, I'm pretty much starting to try to start doing some of my humanitarian work by next year. I'm going to start. So that's one thing that I have on my mind now. And another thing is I want to tell the youngsters that's listening, man, you know, you got to keep that faith. Remember, I keep saying that a lot. You got to keep that faith. You got to believe in you, believe in yourself, and believe in a higher power also. You know what I mean? We're not here doing it on our own. So whatever you believe in the High Spirit, Allah, God, what, just believe that there's a higher power that's responsible for this. Okay? And at the end of the day, preserve yourself. I can't tell them what to do, but at the same time, they need to preserve themselves. You know what I mean? So in that way they could reap the benefit of life and be successful in life.
That's dope. One last thing. If you could come up with the ideal concert of all artists, past, present, living or dead, which five artists would be the ideal dream tour for you? It doesn't matter. It could be hip-hop, it could be rock, could be country, you know, could be island music.
Okay. Number one, Steel Pulse. Steel Pulse is one.
Okay.
I'll have Steel Pulse. I got so many that I'm trying to dissect it down to the five, you know?
Okay.
I'm trying to see my five tops. Of course, Biggie and Pac, man. That's three.
Oh, yeah.
Biggie, Pac, Steel Pulse, Gregory Isaac, Sade. That's it. Biggie, Pac, Gregory Isaac, Sade, and Steel Pulse. That's my concert right there. That's an iconic concert. For me.
Okay. Including you, traveling the world, traveling the globe.
Including me, traveling the world. And I probably put Red Fox to host it.
That's right. You're right. You got to shake it up a little bit. You can't give them all one thing. That's right.
I took it home with that one, right?
You did.
I took it all the way home with that one.
That's the best answer I ever had so far.
Yes.
I just want to tell all the fans, the subscribers, the likers, the followers out there to also check out Rue Music.
Yeah, RueMusic.net, yep. And all my social media is Pop Rue, at Pop Rue, at PAPAREU.
There it is, no doubt, man. I thank you, brother, for having us and coming on to the show with us. Again, I'm your host,
man.
G. Holler. Okay, I'm your host, Stephen G. Holler. That's G-E-H-O-L-L-A. Some people say Gula, Guala, Giola. Nah, it's just G Holla. You'll find us
okay.
GHolla.com with my homie, Big Dog, Papa Roo. Been around, man,
yeah.
Selling these albums, these CDs, these tapes.
Of course,
you know.
We got to tell them what the album, the name of the album is Born to Win 365, 16 bangers. I'm talking about each song was crafted by me, handcrafted.
Handcrafted. You all hear that? Yeah. Make sure you all go and download his stuff legally. You know how we do. We've been burning We've been burning CDs.
You know? And even though if you download it in another kind of way, whatever was the right, just make sure that you follow me, you repost for me, and you go ahead and let people know about me. Guess what? I'll be all good with that.
He good with the bootlegging as long as y'all showing respect out there.
Exactly.
Keep
that's
that in
all
mind.
It is.
That's right.
respect the bosses in the game. That's all he wants. Okay, you can't go wrong with that. He understands.
Yeah, that's it.
There.
All I mean,
he
know
what
it.
It's like. No one's like, you know y'all struggling. We know you in college and then you in the hood. Your chips or your coins ain't had enough. He got you. Just make sure y'all
you
give him a shout out, man. Make sure y'all follow. Make sure you like and share, like he said, and reshare. Matter of fact, there's no limit to how many times you can share. It's unlimited. There it is.
Exactly.
That's payment right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Papa Lou, brother, I really do appreciate you. If you ever come out to Georgia this way, check your tour dates, let me know. You know, we'll come out and support you and you're producing some wonderful music. And thank you again for being on the show. I salute you, brother. I know you're going to the top. You are an iconic figure. I want to call you right now today. I want to be the first if I can. You are a legend in the game. And you came up through the golden era. And we want you to keep shining.
Okay, and I appreciate the support, the love, man. And at the end of the day, it's people like y'all that keep fueling the flame to get to be an explosion.
There you go. We support that, brother. It'll be a good evening. Be safe out there, and I'll see you.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Goodbye. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is G Holla from gholla.com, G Holla Radio, on the show for this evening with Mr. Papa Roo, extraordinary young brother. Enjoyed my time with him. And everybody be safe. One love, peace, and happiness. Love and light. Thank you.